Southeast Radio's morning mix. Southeast Radio.
Good morning.
Alex, you and I chatted before. Of course, you're involved with CyberSafe Kids. Have you been looking at this primetime investigation situation as regards TikTok? And if so, what have you come across? What have you found?
Yes, we did. We were aware that the piece was had been done, and that it we watched it last night, and obviously read the article on the RT website yesterday. And I think it highlights a very important issue. It's one that is not isolated to TikTok, obviously, and I think it's important to be aware of that, especially for parents listening. You know, other platforms also use very powerful recommender systems to serve up content. TikTok perhaps was the first one to really, really up the ante with the recommender system. So you could simply even hover on a piece of content and it would determine interest based on that. So, you know, they maybe changed the way that that your interest was measured, but others have followed suit. So I wouldn't like people to think that it was only TikTok there. This is a general concern that we have around how the recommender system sorts and serves content, especially to children. It's unfortunately not treating children as children.
I mean, the program's report focused in on users being exposed to videos relating to self-harm and suicide. And you and I have spoken at length before about the efforts we made to combat this. How far have those efforts gone, and how successful have they been?
So, I mean, there has been more focus on this in recent years. You may be aware of a case in the UK called the Molly Russell case, which involved a 14-year-old girl who unfortunately took her own life. And her father really pursued the case to find out why she had done this. It wasn't apparent to them, you know, why she had taken this tragic decision to end her life. And they found, when they explored what she was doing online, that she was encountering an enormous amount of this sort of content, the sort of content that was highlighted on the program last night. And it was, in the end, there was a coroner's inquest into her death in 2022, and it found that this contributed to her decision. The content that she was being served up and the overwhelming nature of it contributed to her decision to take her own life. So there has been a spotlight on this. It is deeply concerning. These design pathways that are used are very harmful. We do need to make substantial changes, and I'm hopeful that that will happen.
What about AI systems? Are they being used to remove material deemed to fall under the categories of bullying and harassment? And now we're talking about Facebook in this instance.
Yeah, so AI technology is absolutely being used to address the problem as well as exacerbate the problem. So, you know, what are recommender systems powered by? They're powered by artificial intelligence. So, you know, we need to ensure, and I had a conversation with one of the tech companies yesterday about this. And, you know, of course we can harness the power of that technology for good. We can use it to ensure that children are protected from this sort of content. We just need to make sure that this is happening, that children, as I say, are being treated as children. And I'm hopeful that with these new pieces of regulation that we have, the Online Safety and Media Regulation Act in Ireland, which was passed in 2022, and we have the Digital Services Act at the European level. And both of these pieces of legislation are looking at harmful content, and particularly in relation to children. So we absolutely should see real change. I'm watching and waiting with interest.
And that change you're talking about, how will that be implemented? How will that be monitored? How will that be supervised?
Well, so some of that detail remains to be seen, but so under the Digital Services Act, for example, there is a requirement for services to carry out risk assessments on their platforms. So things like the recommender algorithm, that they look at the risks posed to particularly children, that they're required to show much greater transparency about what they're doing and how they're doing it. So I think those sorts of measures, obviously there's been huge talk about things like age assurance as well. So this would hopefully mean that children who are under minimum age, and as you and I have talked about before, there is a large population of underage users, so children under the minimum age of 13 using social media platforms and under the minimum age of particular gaming platforms to use those games. So it's all too easy for them to sign up at the moment. So what we want to see are more stringent measures put in place to ensure that underage children aren't able to access platforms before age, and those children who are of age, who are maybe in that, say, for example, 13 to 16 category, that they are going to be much better protected on platform than they currently are. I'm hopeful that these sort of measures will come into place, this scrutiny will come into place, and more importantly, that they will face penalties, severe penalties, if they do not adhere.
The other area that people talk about quite a lot, and it's not just in relation to children, it's in relation to adults as well, is with the large volume of anonymous accounts on the platforms and the negative posts that often come from such users, and they cause such harm mentally to anyone who becomes victim to these anonymous posts. Where do you stand on something like this, please?
Yeah, I mean, I have seen it myself where accounts where there's no clear identifiable individual behind that account, it's used for bullying. We had a case very recently with exactly this. You know, this 13-year-old girl was being bullied, and some of the accounts that were doing so were not known to her. You know, they were not clearly associated with a person that she knew. Absolutely, it's been used for bullying, and we've seen that with some of these. There was these anonymous chat apps, which, like Omegle, which thankfully is no longer around, but it caused tremendous problems with things like bullying and kind of cruel and mean messaging. But there's another side to it, which we have to be aware of. And you know, sometimes where in countries where there are maybe things like, you know, repressive regimes, that anonymity can be enormously important to protect individuals. So it's not a completely black and white, clear-cut case. But certainly as regards children, we feel that there should be greater transparency.
Thank you for talking to me this morning, Alex. If people need to find out more about your organisation and what you do, how can they contact you, please?
Yeah, so our website, cybersafekids.ie, has loads of great information. We have our Better Digital Parenting Guide on platform, so come and have a look. It's hopefully going to offer support and advice to parents at all stages, whether you've got younger kids or older kids. We also come into schools and talk to children and deliver parents' talks and so on. So do check it out if you're looking for a bit more support.
Southeast Radio's Morning Mix. Southeast.